Commentaries on St. Matthew, Tablet 19. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. Matthew 12, verse 33. A man who does good is a good person, but a man who is evil cannot do good unless he changes himself. You know them by their fruit, action. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12, verse 34. Esau was telling them, you who are evil and strive to gain the respect and attention of men instead of God, why should I expect you to speak good things and praise and glorify the Lord who has given such powers to men? You cannot see good and say good things because your hearts, fourth chakra, sacred heart, are darkened, crudified. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That is why you say such evil things about me. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Matthew 12, verse 35. From the heart comes actions and perceptions. From your evil hearts, you see me as the devil. But if you had a pure heart, you would see me as I truly am and recognize my purity and beauty. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12, verses 36-37. As Esau said, the words come from the heart. If the heart is darkened and evil, the words and also the action, fruit, will be evil. So each man's words and actions represent his heart, and he will be judged accordingly. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we will see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Matthew 12, verses 38 and 39. The people were asking for signs instead of listening to his teachings and truth. Many signs were given before by many prophets, and still people did not believe in them, listen to their words, or follow the truths they revealed. Esau came, performed many miracles, and taught them the truth, but still they were asking for a sign. The false ego seeks all kinds of excuses to not see the truth. The only sign he gave them was the sign of prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Matthew 12, verse 40. This was the only sign he gave to them to witness as the sign of his authority. But even this sign has been distorted by the paganizers of Christianity in the Roman Empire, after Christianity was accepted as the state religion. It is believed that he was crucified on Friday and rose on Sunday. However, study of the Gospels shows that Christ was put in the cave, heart of the earth, in the evening. According to the belief of the majority, he was in the cave Friday night, Saturday during the day, and Saturday night, and rose on Sunday morning. This would mean that he was in the heart of the earth only 2 nights and 1 day. So, if we believe this, that he died on Friday night and rose Sunday morning, then Esau failed to fulfill the only sign he gave for his legitimacy. However, if he had been crucified on Friday and stayed in the cave for 3 days and 3 nights, then he should have risen on Monday afternoon about the same time of day that he had been put into the earth. The truth is that Mary and her companions went to the cave where Esau was led on that Sunday morning and found it empty. That is because he had left in the evening before on Saturday afternoon, around the same time when he was put inside the cave on the day he was crucified, later than the ninth hour of the day, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon by our time standard. Therefore, he was taken to the cave on Wednesday before that Saturday, and he was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. That is why those women who went to the cave the next Sunday morning did not find him there. This truth, like many other truths about Christ and his teaching, was changed after Christianity became the state religion of the Romans, with acceptance by the masses and great multitudes. They accepted the basic concepts of Christianity with Christ as the Savior, but they transformed it into a new religion with many flavors of their pagan religions, especially Mithraism. In fact, it was a part of the doctrine of Mithraism that a Savior from a virgin would come and all would be saved through him. So this part of the story of the birth of Christ matched their basic beliefs. Also, they injected their own festivals and holidays into the new religion. That is why most of the Christian religious holidays have pagan origins from the Roman religions. Sunday was the weekly holiday in which the sun god Mithra was worshipped, and Friday also was an exalted day. That is why a formula was created so that both Friday and Sunday stayed exalted as before. Indeed, the true Christians of the East and Far West in England observed Hebrew holy days. Their list is in Leviticus 23. Until 700 AD, and their Sabbath was on Saturday. Therefore, he fulfilled his promise of staying in the heart of the earth for 3 nights and 3 days by being in the cave from Wednesday until Saturday afternoon, the Sabbath. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Matthew 12, verses 41 and 42. Those who have strived to reach higher consciousness in many previous lifetimes will come back, hear his words, and rejoice in their truth. Eventually, they will gain control of the kingdom of God on earth and will render judgment on this rebellious generation. That is because Christ, one who is in pure consciousness, who is greater than both Jonas and Solomon, was there, and the people would not listen to the truth he revealed. So they have to go through much suffering until they become awakened.